I think it's sunk in that we're here, let alone won the thing. So pretty cool.
Do you realize that you tied to Joe Montana's horses?
You know what? People mentioned that to me, and I never asked them what the number was or anything. I just kind of avoided the whole thing, just for no reason. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Joe Montana is my favorite quarterback. So to be put anywhere next to him is pretty cool.
Joe, can you talk about how uncanny Jacoby's run has been with you? Just describe that to you.
Unbelievable. It was 3rd and 10, so it was a perfect time to run that little pump that we ran. I kind of said to Q, you think we should pump it here? And right as I was saying that, our coordinators were saying, we're going to pump this. And it was just that perfect depth, 3rd and 10, just enough so that they could come up and bite on it, think we're throwing the ball at the sticks. And I had to step up and throw the ball on the run. Jacoby had great concentration. I didn't want to overthrow him there, and he just did a great job coming down with that football and getting in the end zone. Hey, you've seen those guys do it. They have the ability to score and score quickly, and that's kind of what they did there. We got at the 28-6, and they were able to go to the length of the field and put a good drive together. And then we kind of, we didn't get anywhere on our third down, on first, second, and third down, punted away. They got a good punt return, boom. Next thing you know, we turn the ball over, boom. So games can go like that, and that's why you got to take care of the football and get first downs. But we have a team that, no matter what the situation, we're going to overcome it to the best of our ability, and it's kind of fitting that we've won it like that today.
I know this is for the whole team, but to send him out like this has got to be special for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable, especially the way it happened. I mean, Niners drive all the way down the field and they stop them on 4 straight downs on the 5-yard line. It's pretty cool. Ray's a great person, and everybody knows he's an unbelievable football player. But he's the best teammate, and it's unbelievable to send him out like this. And the reason for that is, he just wanted us all to feel what it feels like to win this thing. He's felt it, and of course he wanted to feel it again. But he really wanted us to feel that, and we all made it happen today.
How did the confetti feel and all the thoughts of going through it and actually going through it?
Yeah, they shoot a lot of it out there, so it's pretty cool. I mean, we're walking off the stadium. We're walking off the field, and it was like it just snowed confetti, and it was all for us, so it definitely felt good.
Did the delay, was it a factor, you think?
I don't think so, no. Those things happened, and both teams had to deal with it. We came off, I think, they were facing like a 3rd and 14, and we got them stopped, and then we just didn't really do anything with the ball.
I'll ask you again, Chris Harris, the pick six, mid-December,
yeah.
15 touchdowns, 0 interceptions.
I don't know, man. It just happens like that. I don't think I'm a person that throws a lot of picks in general. We've played 20 games this year, and I think I've thrown 10 of them, so it just happens that way. The team came together and got healthy, and we hit our stride right at the right point. And that's why we're standing where we are today. Yeah, awesome, man. He came up huge. He did a great job getting open on some of the routes that he had. And then, relied on him big time at the end there on one of those third downs. They rotated over to the top of him, so he really wouldn't throw that ball too much. But he had a little bit of separation there, and he did a great job going up and catching that football. I mean, that's a beast right there. Everybody does, man. They got to give it to one guy, I guess, though. And I'm not going to complain that I got it.
Rashani had said he'd love to see you be the quarterback for the next 10 years. I know your contract's left, but how important is it to have that kind of ultimate support from the owner?
Oh, that's cool, man. Listen, we just won a Super Bowl. That's the last thing I'm concerned about. But he did let me know that if the day came, I could go beat on his desk and really put it to him. So that's exactly what I'm going to do.
So you talked a lot of plays, a lot with your feet. Could you talk about that?
Yeah, that's what it called. That's what the game called for. There was some times where they broke through. There were some times where they did a good job covering people, and you could see that on film. You knew they were going to get a pass rush at some point. You knew they were going to have tight coverage on our receivers, and some of the things just worked out that way. And I think we had to make a couple tight throws and move around early on, and those kept the drives going, and allowed us to put those points on the board. That first half ended up being a really big part of the game. That this game, it's crazy. This game always comes down to 2-minute drives. And that's exactly what it came down to today. We were able to get it done in the first half, and these guys came up about that short, at the end of the game there.
Yeah,
I've never cared. I don't ever want to feel like I'm in a position to defend myself because it's just, you know, it's just not right. I mean, I don't have to do that. But we'll have this thing forever, you know, and everybody on that team will be connected to each other forever, and that's something pretty special.
John, they said you don't think it was a factor, but like how much you have to fight with these guys to keep their mentality and not think that.
Oh, no, our team's great. You know, he saw us. We're just hanging out, getting ready for the game to get started. The funny thing is the light was actually really good when the lights went out. I don't know what it would have looked like on TV, but I think the receivers actually still would have been able to see the ball and all that. The biggest issue was with the headsets. You know, I think our headsets were working. I think theirs weren't. You know, so there was something discussed there with you know, what we might have to do if they never come back on. But, you know, it was just one of those things that happens. You have to deal with it. I think they were able to get some momentum just because they got their offense going a little bit. And
hey Joe, guys, we'll have a few more questions.
You made a comment on the TV about how this type of victory was emblematic of the way that your team plays. And I didn't hear all of it.
Well, I just think it's fitting that we won that way. You know, it's the kind of, like I said, you know, we're a tough blue-collar city, and that's the way our games tend to come down to. You know, we're up 28-6. I'm sure a lot of people were nervous, but we're kind of like, oh, this might be pretty easy. And the next thing you know, the Niners get right back into it and play great football, and we just had to grind one out.
So was it nerve-wracking when they had the first involved?
Yeah, I was sitting on the bench, you know, and I'm kind of thinking, man, these guys got it going right now. Just to be honest, I'm thinking, they're probably going to put the ball in the end zone. We're going to have to go down and kick a field goal to either tie it or win it, depending on, I assume they probably would have went for two again just to make it a 3-point game. So, you know, that's what I was getting my mindset ready to do is go down there and put us in position to, you know, go score a touchdown or kick a field goal.
Last question.
In terms of playing from behind sometimes in tight games, having the ball, you were thinking, I'm looking at you in the 7 second, you're probably thinking, I'm going to get this ball last if we have to. But
yeah.
How has it helped being in these tight situations over the last couple of years?
It always helps. And, you know, it's really what makes a team and forms a team, a Super Bowl champion team. We've been put through those situations. So when they come up, you know, we don't know if we're going to be successful in them, but the bottom line is we don't, you know, the moment doesn't get too big. We're comfortable. We've been there before, and we've failed before. We've succeeded before, and, you know, we're not worried about the outcome. We just go out there and play football, execute, and, you know, we believe that if we do that and we do that to our ability, then eventually it's going to work out.